Good evening. Welcome to all of you. Thank you so much for being here. We welcome each of you to the Combined City Council and Redevelopment Agency meeting for the City of South Florida.
Yeah,
what's
your mic?
Can you hear me?
There we go.
I don't know what's stuck in my throat. Hang on. Excuse me. Let's try it again so I can make sure you can hear me. Welcome. This is the Redevelopment Agency and City Council meeting for the City of South Jordan. We appreciate each of you being here. Welcome to our City Council. Appreciate you being here. My name is Dawn Ramsey. I'm the Mayor of South Jordan City, and I get to serve with these outstanding public servants and our incredible staff. Thank you to each of you who are here and to the residents of the city. We appreciate you being here, those here in person, those here online, and any who may watch this in the future. We welcome you and thank you for being part of tonight. We are going to open the meeting this evening with an invocation by Brian Priest, our Director of City Commerce. Mr. Priest. Wherever you'd like, yeah. Thank you.
Our kind and gracious Father in heaven, we're thankful for the opportunity we have to meet here today in this beautiful city and the beautiful building that we reside in. We're thankful for all of our residents. We're thankful for all of our businesses. We ask you to bless them with health and prosperity. Please bless us that we can have a meeting tonight that is operated in kindness and love for one another and the best concern that we can have for the town as a whole. We ask thee to bless the elected officials that they might have thy wisdom and guidance. We ask thee to bless staff that they can have those inspiration to help them do their job. And we ask thee to protect those that protect us. And we say these things humbly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Priest. All right, on the agenda, you'll see that the Pledge of Allegiance is listed as being presented by Sunil Naidu, our Chief Financial Officer. But we're lucky enough to have some scouts here with us tonight, and and some junior age young men as well, that someday we would love to have come back and lead our Pledge of Allegiance if they'd like to in the future. We're going to take advantage of the opportunity to have some scouts here, and so Mr. Naidu has graciously and eagerly extended the opportunity to the scouts to be part of this. So I'm going to invite Jacob Stainer, who I'm going to have you, Jacob, if you'd like to come up to this microphone right here. And I'm going to ask if you would please tell us what your troop number is. Give us like a 10 seconds about your troop, who you are. I know who you are, but let's tell everybody who you are. Mm-hmm. And then we will have you invite the audience to stand and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay, so our troop number is 111, and we're one of three troops in South Jordan, so.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Will the audience please arise? Salute. Please repeat the Pledge of Allegiance after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The audience may be seated.
Well done. Thank you very much. Okay, mayor and council reports. So we like to take just a few minutes to share just a high level, a couple of things that we've each been working on over the last couple weeks since our last council meeting to report back really to the residents who have elected us and asked us to represent you. We'd like to be able to report back some of what we're doing. Is there anyone that would like to go first? And very quickly, do we have anyone online from the council? I didn't.
Patrick was
is
online.
Is Mr. Harris online? Okay, I do want to make note of that. Thank you very much. Councilman Harris is with us online as well.
Mayor, I can go first.
Please.
Just due to various family obligations, I did not participate in many other city activities and events, so I don't have anything to report at this time.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, and we wish your family the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to go? Mr. Shelton?
I'm all right, really.
I think I probably have one picture to show. So hang tight for a second till that picture comes up. Oh, there we are. So this last Thursday, I went to the Jordan River Commission Awards Dinner. And prior to that, they took us for a tour at this new Tracy Aviary Jordan River Nature Center that's being constructed. And when it's done, it's going to be a really interesting place to go and watch birds in their natural habitats. So they won't have any birds there that are in captivity, but they have they'll have set up places where you can go in and view birds in their natural habitat coming and going, and should be really. Really an interesting place, I think, when it's all said and done. I also attended the Legislative Policy Committee meeting. I did that virtually, but got to vote on a number of the questions that came up. And then, of course, attended the open house for the new senior center and senior housing. Project that's proposed, and then went to the chamber breakfast, which was really nice, I thought. Was a well moderated discussion by Jay Francis. I thought he did a good job with that. And I've also had occasion to visit with a few residents about different issues in our city awesome. Since we last met, so.
Great, thank you. And I know you were at LPC as well. Yes, you did attend LPC. Yeah, thank you. Mr. Marler, would you like to go?
I'd be happy to. And I think I actually have a couple photos here that, so this is, just hold there for just one second, if you would please. We actually flipped the script, as you might recall, earlier in the summer. Our entire cul-de-sac did. And my wife kidded the next-door neighbor that we ought to plant some really unusual sunflowers and was kidding. And she said, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do that. And so these are called teddy bear. They're now, I think, quite unusual for a sunflower. But I thought I would give you the rest of the story there, what how we flipped the strip. You probably will not see sunflowers next year, but it has been a lot of fun. I definitely would encourage more of our residents to do what they can to flip the strip and to save on water. Let's see if we can fill the Great Salt Lake back up again. And now a couple, you can continue on and maybe hold as we go through here, but what I'm really showing you, I've already shown pictures of the new playground facility in the Jordan Ridge Park. I'm really showing these next several slides because the staff, and I am very appreciative of the staff, planting new trees in Jordan Ridge Park. You can see at least three right there. And if you'll continue on, maybe slowly, you can see throughout the park, there's got to be, I don't know, maybe two dozen new trees. Next, here's our sign, couple trees there and even further down to the north. And finally, one more view along the east side of the park. There's a couple more trees. Some of those trees had unfortunately died, and I think this is just beautifying the park. So my great appreciation to staff, not only for Jordan Ridge Park, but throughout the park. I mean, the park has benefited greatly from attention this year. There's hardly any dry spots anywhere. And so some of it is also because we've had some good precipitation. So thank you, Mother Nature. So I'll share a couple things as well. was able to meet in my office with a South Jordan developer who is presenting some wonderful things for the city. I think that was on about the 25th. But more importantly, I also, along with Mr. Shelton and the mayor, was at the senior housing open house I guess it was a week ago almost. We received some comments. Some of them were fairly negative about the project. Frankly, for those who weren't there or did get there quite as early, a lot of seniors were there to begin with, and they were ecstatic about the opportunities that senior housing and the senior facility will bring to the city and to them. So thought I would report on that. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Mr. Harris, would you like to go?
Sure. I've been out of town, but before I headed out of town, I was able to also attend the senior center, talk about our new senior facility, which was good to meet with the residents and see how they all received that, looking forward to that. And also we had a sewer board meeting and everything is going well with the sewer system. And that's my report.
Awesome. Thank you. Yep. All right. I have no pictures to show because I just didn't have an opportunity to send them today. So I'm just going to run through really quick. I had the chance to spend the day with our streets department filming our next city jobs video and look really forward to that. We got to do some cool stuff. It is hard work and it is far more artistry than I could have imagined to be really good in the streets department. It matters. It could look like just terrible. And they're very good. They're very good. So I love that. So stay tuned and be watching. About a month from now, that city jobs video will come out with our streets department. They were fantastic. I had the chance to teach a BYU MPA class on project management. It's the fourth time I've been asked to do that. The professor lives in the city of South Jordan, and he's very happy with how things are run here, how we do things here. And so it's been very kind of him to invite me to come and teach his MPA class every semester, be a guest lecturer for one day on project management. So I had the chance to do that. I attended a 100th birthday party. And took a card and some flowers from each of you, from all of us, for a resident, the newest centenarian in South Jordan City. I was invited to be there, be part of the celebration with her and her home. And what a treat! What a treat it was to be there. And she's a dynamo who still walks up and down the stairs every day and crafts every day. And she was impressive. Anyway, we had a lovely time there, and she's very happy living in South Jordan. I had the chance with the Wasatch Regional Council. I was asked to give a briefing to Celeste Malloy, who is the Republican candidate for Congressional District 2, to walk her through the Wasatch Choice 2050 vision, the updated vision for the Wasatch Front. And so I had a chance to meet with her and really walk through how the vision was created, all the stakeholders, what it means, that it's a living document, that and why it's important to know that Utah's growing and we have a plan, and it's a collective plan, a comprehensive plan that can be changed when it needs to be. And it is updated every year, but it can be changed, right? And we know that. In our fast-growing area, we work to put projects and move up projects and prioritize things. So I had the chance to really walk through that with Celeste Malloy. I also attended the open house, the senior open house, and appreciated everybody who came and the feedback that we received there. We had a Unified Economic Opportunity Commission Growth and Transportation Subcommittee meeting. That's a lot of words and it's a lot of work, but it's really, really good to have the city that has a voice and is represented on that subcommittee be our city, because no one's experiencing growth and transportation needs like us. Like, we really have a lot to weigh in, and we're also doing so many things well. They want to hear about it. And anyways, we're developing these final recommendations to be forwarded on to the full UEOC soon, another week, something like that. So anyway, big conversations there. I also met with the Senate President, President Adams, and I was able to go through our new growth projection numbers, for our entire region and also specifically for our city, and to really talk through some of what that means and some of the policy proposals that that we as a League of Cities and Towns working together with stakeholders are proposing that could help fund infrastructure that is an impediment to certain residential development that's already been entitled, but the infrastructure is expensive and it's slow and it's hard to get done and cities don't have any money. And anyway, really talking through some of those challenges with him and took some solutions to him that he was really receptive about. So we'll keep you posted on that. We'll hear more about this as we continue to meet. We had our LPC and our league board meetings, met with some folks from The Point, talking about, there's a lot happening with The Point. There's a lot going on there. As you know, the prison is completely demolished and there's a lot happening, and we're really working in tandem to try to make sure that unitedly we are messaging the importance of extending the red line from South Jordan to The Point, because we need to be able to connect those major hubs, right, and be able to move people from there to here and from here to there. And so that we just keep working on that. Dustin and Ryan and I had the chance to go meet with the CEO and the executive team from the Utah Aerospace and Defense Commission for the state of Utah. A lot of people don't know that it's one of the largest contributors to Utah's economy is aerospace and defense. And while we don't have, at face value, we may not think we have much of that in South Jordan. Well, we're not Hill Air Force Base. We're not, you know, we're not Clearfield City. We're not, right? We actually have several companies that are key in the communications and aerospace and defense industry. I felt like we were educated quite a bit, and I think with the way we're growing and the smart things that we're partnering on with some folks, we have the potential to bring more of those kind of jobs, which are the future. I don't want to get this wrong, but I think it's a $9 billion industry for the state right now. It's significant. And we'd like to make sure South Jordan has a chance to continue to be part of that. And so, really good meeting there. We'll see what opportunities exist. Co-hosted the Jordan Education Foundation Economic Summit. We had some outstanding presenters come and give economic updates. Brian Priest was there and give economic updates for our region and the state and what's happening and how it relates and how it intertwines. So I think we had some really good conversations after, and yeah, I appreciated Brian being there and the partnership that we have there. It was co-hosted by the foundation and also the South Valley Chamber. So it was really good. Attended the chamber breakfast on Friday and appreciated everybody who came to that. And today I spent half a day, and then I didn't send pictures because I was driving back to get here in time, but I spent half a day in Cedar City at the One Utah Summit. And they have one in the spring and one in the fall. The one in the fall is in Cedar City, and it's more rural focused, but it brings together stakeholders, elected officials, department folks, and every different level of folks engaged in what's happening in the state of Utah. It was outstanding and hard to leave because it goes on for a couple more days. But I came back. I'm here. But it was really, really good information. And the executive director of the league was really grateful that I was there. And it's just a chance to also have some really great conversations about the work that's happening here and some of the continued needs with these different departments that we work closely with and we ask for their support on in a lot of the things that we're working on. So it was really good. And my final announcement is, because this has gone to the media, I am happy to announce that we are breaking ground on the new Bees Stadium on October 19th. So it'll be an exciting opportunity for our city to have the Bees move to South Jordan and to have the stadium and the team here and the exciting things that we're partnering with Larry H. Miller to bring around the area. So that's the first time that's been publicly said here. October 19th is when we'll be breaking ground on the new stadium for the Bees that will be moving here, and the projected opening is opening day of 2025, spring of 25.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
That's my report. All right, we have now reached our public comment portion of the meeting, and this is the time when anyone who's here in person will go in person first, and we can turn online after that. Anyone who's here that would like to address the council, we will open the floor for you and invite you to come up to the microphone and ask for you to give us your name and address for the public record. Everyone gets 3 minutes to talk about anything you'd like the council to hear about. The time is now yours.
I'll try and keep it at 3 minutes, but my name is Benjamin Porter. I'm at 11347 Rick Circle. So I had the extremely unfortunate opportunity of confronting a burglar trying to get into my home two nights ago, and our police officers, I told them I'm going to come and name them by name because they did such an amazing job. They actually...
You can have more than 3 minutes.
Okay. I'm not going to tell the whole story. It's a good story. Anyone wants to hear it later, I'll tell you the whole thing. But I confronted the guy. I spooked him off, but I called 911. They got there so quick that they got him before he left our subdivision. And they got him cuffed. We got him ID'd and everything. It was a phenomenal outcome. I'm a first responder for another entity, and I get to work with police officers and fire from all around. And let me just say that we are lucky. Our police officers and our fire both are some of the best in the entire valley. And that's coming from another first responder. Can't say where I work because I might get a lot of crap for saying how good you guys are. But
we might be hiring.
So the officers that responded were Jenkins, Thorpe, Meldrum, Elliott, Lopez, and Carlisle. Every single one of them went far above and beyond, and they just made a super bad situation awesome. So please, Chief, please extend my gratitude. They absolutely performed brilliantly. That being said, this isn't a gripe, but I live in the subdivision
Repeat their name just so we can make sure we have them?
Yeah, it's Jenkins, Thorpe, Meldrum, Elliott, Lopez, and Carlisle. And anyone, I'm happy to come back in at a later time and give you guys the full rundown, but they really did do a phenomenal job. Don't take that off my 3 minutes, though, because I still have
other things. I interrupted, put another minute back on.
Yeah, give me another minute, would you? That being said, I live in the subdivision. We're not a huge subdivision, but we're just east of the river, right there off of 7th West. It's rare that we go a couple weeks without someone picking up someone trying to break into a car or a home or something on Ring cameras and whatnot. There's nothing any of you guys can necessarily do about that. But I do know that there's been some of my neighbors that have called about the streetlights, and we've gotten mixed answers, whether the lights need to be replaced or that they're on a timer. And I don't want to sound ignorant, but I think we pay enough taxes to make sure that they're not on a timer and that we have streetlights, because our street does get pretty dark at night. So if it is a matter of timer, is that something we could maybe look at getting switched so we have streetlights on throughout the night?
That is something that we have the right people in the room.
Perfect.
Take a look at that.
Okay.
So we'll
I'll leave it there. It would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, great.
The next thing, this is a silly one, but I'm an avid hunter and I absolutely respect wildlife tremendously, right? That being said, we are lucky and we have a lot of deer in our area. We have a mixed debate in our neighborhood of people that want the deer eradicated. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but we were heard that the DWR was teaming up with our city to euthanize the deer, to kill them. And I wanted to come here and say it publicly that not everyone is on that same page. In fact, I think it's an overwhelming majority that is against that. I get it. Everyone loves their marigolds, but I don't think we need to kill all the deer just because they're eating some flowers. So just wanted to let that be known. But yeah, there's one takeaway. Thank you, Chief, for running a tight department. And Chief, you guys are doing outstanding as well. So thank you guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And glad everything ended well.
Me too.
Yeah. Thank you. Is there anyone else here in person that would like to address the council? All right. Seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to address the council? If so, please turn on your camera, give us a little wave so that we can call on you. Okay, thank you. Seeing none, we will close this public comment portion and thank the young, I'm assuming Mr. Porter's maybe as well, for being here with you. You guys, thanks for coming. Thanks for being here tonight. We appreciate you guys coming to the meeting. It's nice, it's really nice to have young people. We love the not as young people always, but it's really great to have so many young people with us today. So thanks for being here. And I failed to acknowledge that we have a member of our youth council here with us too. So thank you, and thank you for your service to the city. Okay, let's move on. We have item F1 is a proclamation, which I don't have it open to, forgive me. Okay. Is a proclamation in recognition of Serving You Like Family Day. Whereas Western States Lodging and Management, an industry-leading management and development firm focused in hospitality, senior living, and multifamily housing, is proud to continue its mission of serving you like family throughout the city of South Jordan and the entire state of Utah. And whereas Western States Lodging and Management celebrates a new way of doing business, holding the responsibility of serving people with the same commitment of service extended to those each associates love most. Serving You Like Family honors South Jordan families and their right to exceptional choices in living and travel stays available throughout the region. And whereas, in honor of Serving You Like Family, Western States Lodging and Management opens the doors to a new expanded home office designated to support the organization's personal touch, person-centric approach, and 5,000 associates across the city of South Jordan, Utah, and the surrounding Western United States. And whereas, since opening the doors of its flagship hotel in Woods Cross, Utah in 1996, and first senior living community in South Jordan, Utah in 1997, Western States Lodging and Management has advocated for a person-centric approach to hospitality, senior living, and now multifamily housing. Whereas annually, thousands of Western States Lodging and Management associates and customers foster lasting memories, personalized experiences, and the family-first approach to service. And whereas, regardless of age, experience, or background, living and staying in environments focused on extending the highest level of service like family is right for all individuals who live and experience the city of South Jordan and all of Utah, be it proclaimed to all that reside within the bounds of the city of South Jordan, Salt Lake County, state of Utah, that the 12th day of October, 2023, will be Serving You Like Family Day. So you might think, it's not the 12th day of October yet. Western States Lodging is a very large firm. They own some of the senior living communities that we have here, that we have had here for a long time in our city, the Legacy Group, and several hotels, lots of properties. We are really looking forward to their corporate headquarters making a significant move to bring the headquarters here to South Jordan. The owners live in South Jordan and have for a very long time. They've been very engaged and active in our community, and we appreciate them bringing their corporate headquarters here to our city. And they've been a long time partner. I think everybody's familiar with Legacy. Legacy's been here a long time. We've all visited there, had loved ones who live there anyway. And there's several other, they own a lot of properties, including our flagship hotel here in the city. That's brought quite a bit into South Jordan City. So we look forward to, on October 12th, welcoming them and their brand new corporate headquarters that are being moved into our city. So, all right, item G, we have an action item, resolution R-2023-46, directing staff to forward the name of Mayor Don R. Ramsey to Governor Spencer Cox as the city's nomination for the appointment to the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District Board of Trustees. We will turn to our city manager, Dustin Lewis, for this.
Thank you. A couple weeks ago, I received a notice from the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District that your term was coming up. They expressed a great desire that the city consider nominating you for a second term on that board. Your efforts there have really moved the needle, not only here in our city, but in the whole area of the district, as well as the state. You are seen as one of the experts on that board. In fact, I think recently you just spoke at a water conference, and you have really shown a great leadership in that role. It would be my recommendation that the council consider passing this resolution tonight, which would allow me to send a letter with you as our nomination, which can then be forwarded to the governor's office for consideration during the next legislative session for your reappointment to serve for another 4 years and represent the great city of South Jordan. So it's my recommendation that you pass this resolution.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Very nice. Okay, we'll have the opportunity for discussion. I'll ask if there is a motion on resolution R-2023-46 first, and then we'll go to discussion.
Mayor, I'd be happy to approve a motion for resolution R-2023-46.
Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. All right, any discussion? No one's clamoring?
We appreciate your service.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be part of that board. We've got important work happening there, and we know how important it is to our city that we have adequate water, especially because we have no choice but to buy 100% of our water right now from Jordan Valley Water. And they've been a good partner to us, and we've been a good partner to them. And under the leadership of our staff and our council, as you know, South Jordan's residents and businesses, South Jordan in general, all of us together saved more gallons of water than any other member agency of the 17 member agencies in the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District. That says a lot.
Impressive.
In fact, so it's so significant that we didn't actually meet our commitment for how much water we had committed to buy. And then that was going to cost us a penalty. And then as a water district, they had to go, we can't penalize you for saving the water we've been asking you to save. So we had to work it out, and we did work it out. So I'd be happy to continue serving on the Water District Board. It's an honor to be there. So I will ask all in favor of approving Resolution R-2023-46, directing staff to forward the name of Mayor Don R. Ramsey to Governor Spencer Cox as the city's nomination for the appointment to the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District Board of Trustees. Please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Because we didn't get discussion on this one, I'll just say thank you very much for your service there, Mayor, along with the other 30 other commissions and boards and appointments that you have.
Thank you.
Did we need a roll call vote on that one?
Yes.
Should that be a roll call vote? I wondered, but it wasn't noted, so I just went with it.
All votes should be roll call from here on out because of the recent change in state law. So I apologize we didn't have that listed.
Okay. Now you all have the chance individually to either agree or change your mind. Okay. There's nothing awkward about this, you know. I'm like, okay, no, actually, it's great, and the city worked hard for a long time to make sure that our mayor had a seat on that board, and it's an important place for us to be. And I'm one of only two mayors that serves on that board. Karen Lang is the mayor of West Valley, and she has only been the mayor for about a year and a half, but she's been serving on that board representing that area for quite some time, but became the mayor while she was already on that board. But for quite some time, I was the only mayor directly on it, and I can tell you there are some communities that have, you know, that just appoint a resident who's, you know, worked in that industry or whatever. I mean, it can be whoever they send. We've got a couple council members. We've got a couple local water district folks who are on there, but it matters. So thank you. With that, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead this council in a roll call vote?
Councilmember McGuire.
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton.
Yes.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Well, if appointed, I still have to be ratified by the Senate, so we'll see. I mean, we'll see how this goes, but anyway, thank you. Thank you for your confidence in me and for everybody who works so hard to make sure that we do this right. All right, I'm going to ask for a motion to recess our city council meeting and move us to our redevelopment agency meeting. And you'll see very quickly, nothing in here changes. It's just the hats we wear officially change to the city's redevelopment agency. So you'll see, it's not that big of a transformation that happens. Can I get a motion to recess this city council meeting and move us to the redevelopment agency meeting?
So moved, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
And I will second.
Thank you. Okay, this new roll call vote, something like this is easy. I just ask for acclamation. Yeah, but
this is not an item that you're passing something or adopting something. This is moving from one part of the meeting.
Anything passed or adopted going forward is roll call vote.
Yeah.
So they changed the requirement in the statute for minutes that you have to list each individual one's vote. And so when I went to the recorder's day, what most recorders are doing just to make sure they're covered in the statute for their minutes is to make sure that they're just doing roll call moving forward on all resolutions and all ordinances just to be safe.
Okay, we had not ever discussed that here. And we've discussed it a little bit at the point, but it was a while ago. Okay, well, you're gonna be hopping. Great, okay. Great. Well, then, all in favor of recessing our city council meeting and moving us to the RDA meeting, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Welcome to the Redevelopment Agency for the City of South Jordan. We have item H. We'll have a public hearing on Resolution RDA 2023-09, approving a participation agreement for the Southwest Quadrant Urban Center Community Reinvestment Project Area. Mr. Priest.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair and board members. We're here to talk about and hopefully vote on and pass the participation agreement by and between the City of South Jordan Redevelopment Agency and VP Daybreak DevCo for the Southwest Quadrant Urban Center Community Reinvestment Project Area. So if you recall, 2 weeks ago, we adopted the plan and budget, or actually an amended plan and budget for the this RDA project area. It modified the original to have just the South Jordan City participate in it. Pretty much every project area we do we partner with a developer, and then to do that, we adopt a participation agreement that lays out the rules. And when the monies come in from the project area, from the county, who gets what, and this reflects that between us. It's been kind of a moving project. I mean, it's very complicated. So we just got another version late this afternoon than the one you saw. There was really only typos fixed. That's pretty much correct. There was no substantive changes. There's a few typos. One section, they moved some language, same language from one section to another. We did just receive the, that's what I've been going in and out talking with the Redevelopment Agency Attorney Craig Smith about, which was Exhibit G, which is the tax increment base values. We've looked at it. It looks like the total matches what is in the budget that we just adopted, but they wanted to list them by parcel. What we'd like to do is have you, if you adopt this, then adopt it or approve it with the condition that we go back. We need to go back with Laura Lewis, our financial planner or advisor, and just verify that those numbers match. We normally don't put that in a participation agreement. I understand why they want it in there, because they're going to be doing their triggering or starting their tax increment parcel by parcel. But it's got to match what we have in the draft, because the county assessor and treasurer won't care what's in a participation agreement. They'll care what's in what we adopted 2 weeks ago, and I just wouldn't want any confusion. So if you'd allow us to double-check those and then just make sure those are right and then add that. Other than that, I think it's pretty straightforward. It protects both sides. We've gone back and forth many, many times trying to make sure we've got it right. It also talks about the 10% affordable housing money that has to be spent in the project area, those kinds of things. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them after your public hearings.
So. Thank you so much. And for what it's worth, I appreciate that condition. Yeah, thank you. Okay, we're now going to open the public hearing on Resolution RDA 2023, approving a participation agreement for the Southwest Quadrant Urban Center Community Reinvestment Project Area. Just like in our public comment period of time, anyone who'd like to speak to this is invited to the microphone, and everyone gets 3 minutes. Please give us your name and address for the public record. Is there anyone in person that would like to speak to this item in this public hearing? No. Okay. Is there anyone online that would like to speak to this? Okay. All right, thank you. Seeing none, we will close the public hearing and turn to, instead of referring to them as a council, this is just informational for our scouts who are here. Because we're in the redevelopment agency meeting, those are the hats we're wearing right now. Instead of mayor and council, we are the chair and board members of the redevelopment agency for the City of South Jordan. So I will turn to the board to see if anybody has any questions, discussion, or if there is a motion on this.
I have a question. So you were talking about the budget by parcel, divided out by parcel, and you referred to they
being wanted. The Millers, the other, sorry. That's, yeah, the other participant in this agreement. Thank you.
Millers wanted it by parcel.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we did. That's how the law for the HTRZ was written, that you could do that. We've never done that before. We've made some efforts to retain Lewis Young's group to track as much as they do the what is it, Dawn? My mind just went the SSA, so they track it, and then we'll make sure that, because normally you trigger the entire project area, and as parcels are developed, they come on, but their timing doesn't, or has already started for their 20 years or whatever. There still is, you know, in our plan, it's 20 years or 30 years to get 20 years or 20 years to get 15 years. Like, anyway, the HTRZ and that are a little bit different in time, but we will be, since we're doing one, track it. That'll help them generate the tax increment they need, because, you know, they're putting in a lot of money. They, being the Miller Group, are putting in a lot of money of their own to subsidize this development, that this won't completely fill that gap.
Okay. And did the map get changed so that the school district property and the last holdout?
No, that was a little bit of a miscommunication. We did not need to do that.
We got that all figured out. I was missing a piece of information, and Brian was gone yesterday, but we got it all resolved this morning.
Okay.
So it's all good now.
Yeah, we talked about that. That's back in. And the school district property doesn't...
It's all worked out in the
school district property.
They're not taxable anyway, so that really wasn't... And the other parcel we kind of worked out with the owners of that property back when we did the original agreement, but that money will come in. It will be put towards the infrastructure, because all of this is going to infrastructure. It's not going into any developers' pockets, and so that parcel will benefit from the infrastructure and will help pay for it. So it's fair. It's not, you know, we're not taking from one person unfairly. We do that quite often in these project areas. The person that takes the risk to do the development gets the benefit of all of the parcels, and all the parcels get the benefit of the improvements for the area. So.
Okay. Good question. Thank you. Any other?
No. Madam Chair, I have a motion to approve resolution RDA 2023-09 with the condition that the data or the numbers that have been produced actually match the data that Laura Lowe's is
for Exhibit G.
Is putting together.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. Any additional discussion to this? All right. If not, Mrs. Crixton, would you please lead the board in a roll call vote?
Mr. Marler?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. McGuire?
Yes.
And Mr. Harris?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Board.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn our redevelopment agency meeting and return us to the regular City Council meeting.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Welcome back. We are putting our City Council hats back on now. Next item on our agenda is staff reports and calendaring items. We will turn to our city manager to start us there.
I don't have anything for you tonight.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. Mr. Lewis, anything from you?
Nope. We've talked about all the recent events here. I think you're up to date.
Okay. Anyone else? I just always like to go down the line and see if anybody has anything for us. Anything we need to know? Any roads closing, Brad? No? Anything?
Okay. Actually, I do have a question for Brad. What are they doing on 102nd South now?
So that's Jordan Valley. When they put their new steel pipe in a few years ago, they have got electrical current now that's running along that pipe, and so they're putting cathodic protection along the steel pipe now, and so they have to, they're largely boring it, but they have to put bore pits every so often, and they bore it. So when they're done, we're going to make them mill and overlay from curb to curb a certain width. It's unfortunate. I'm not really happy about tearing up a brand new street, but I don't know what to
really
say.
Really surprised to see it.
Yeah. And I don't know, and I've already talked to the gas company because they're putting a steel pipe on 13th. Like, aren't you going to put cathodic protection? Oh, we don't need it. So, I don't know. It's kind of frustrating.
Good question. Thank you.
We just like to tear up new roads. Just kidding.
Some people think that's true. Yeah. Okay, thank you. If there is nothing else, I will ask for a motion to adjourn our city council meeting and move us back into our city council study meeting, which we will take back in our in the other room.
I will move.
Second.
All right. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All right. Thanks, you guys.